Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today is Mose Allison, one of the most original and provocative musicians I know. He writes his own songs, which have a humorous and a philosophical sort of twist to them, and he plays his own kind of unique blues on the piano. Mose, welcome to Piano Jazz.
Yeah, thank you, Marion.
It's just great that you could come, and congratulations on your new record.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Was nominated for a Grammy, I understand.
I'm not sure it was nominated for a Grammy. It might have been. Who knows? I don't ever find out these things until later, but it was nominated for a New York Music Award.
Well, that's great. Yeah. It should be nominated for all kinds of things. Boy, that record is fabulous. Where do you get, I mean, how do you dream up these ideas for this material?
I get an idea of a phrase. A phrase sort of strikes my fancy, and it's usually something that can be applied in different situations, and you can give it different meanings, and that sort of just clangs around in my head for a few years, and something will come along that will make me see the possibilities in extending that phrase and making a song out of it. So that's the way a lot of them come about, you know.
It's funny because they're all sort of taken from life. They're very things that everybody can relate to, I think. You don't go in much for, if at all, for sort of political satire.
Well, you know, there are political implications, but I don't like to go strictly for political implications. You know, everything has political implications, I suppose, you know, in a way.
Well, anyway, I want to hear you do one of your other things that you've got so many songs that mm-hmm. you just pick one that you'd like to play for us, play and sing.
I'll start off with one that I recorded several years ago called Somebody's Gonna Have to Move.
Okay.
Excuse me, mister, something you should know. I don't look for trouble, but you're standing on my toes. Somebody gonna have to move, somebody got to go. I don't look for trouble, but you're standing on my toe. Excuse me, lady, just a word with you. I don't look for trouble, but you're blocking out my view. Somebody gonna have to move, only thing to do. I hate to bother, but it's blocking out my view.
Where'd you ever get that sound in your voice? I mean, did that just come naturally? Is it just from your southern background?
Well, it's background. It's just pipes plus environment, I guess.
Well, you're from a small town in Mississippi, aren't
right,
you?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a town, actually. It was more just a crossroads, a couple of general stores and a service station and a cotton gin.
Tippo, is that the
Tippo,
name of it?
Tippo, T-I-P-P-O, yeah.
Is it still there?
Oh, it's still there, yeah. Well, there's one less general store.
And it's, I mean, did you start playing piano down there as a child?
Yeah, my father was a self-taught stride player. He taught himself to play by watching piano rolls, I think.
Oh, my goodness.
That was the story I got, yeah. And he played things like 12 Street Rag and Sweet Sue and so forth. And he enjoyed doing it at parties. He did it, I think, semi-professionally when he was young. But they sent me to a piano teacher when I was 5, and I took elementary lessons. And as soon as I discovered that I could pick things out, I refused to learn to read music very well. So I didn't get very far in the lessons, but I got the feel of the keyboard and everything at an early age.
Well, and you sort of got that musical background. I mean, it sort of helps, I think, to have somebody in the family playing.
Oh, yeah, there was always a piano in the house, yeah.
I mean, you didn't. If he learned from the piano rolls, you didn't. You learned from the actual piano.
Yeah, right.
So it's amazing, though, how much you can pick up. Because I did the same thing when I was a kid, hearing my mother play, and that's what gave me the idea that I wanted to play piano. You know, it's just get up on the bench and figure, well, I'll have a go at doing that too.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, well, how about another song?
Okay, I'll do a little different type song. This was one of the songs that I referred to as chants, because they're more like chants than they are like songs. But I don't know whether that's accurate or not. This one's called Perfect Moments. Sunset glow from a hill, let it flow, take your fill. One such perfect moment, Mona Lisa smile. Such a perfect moment makes it all worthwhile. Autumn night, crystal clear, mystic light seems so near.
That's an interesting song, Mose.
Yeah, thank you.
The combination of the line that you sing and what you play against it.
That's one of my things I work on a lot. You know, people ask me would I rather be a singer or a piano player, and you know, what I'm involved in actually is trying to get do them both in such a way that I can get some alternate feelings from the different types of the way they function differently, you know.
Yeah, well, that's one of the best ones I've heard, because it's got a strangeness to it that you get with the harmony before you actually got into music as a career. It seems to me you did so many things. You went to college and chemical engineer.
Well, I started out in chemical engineering. I didn't get too far.
You're not one now.
Yeah, no, I had
what
one.
They're doing.
I had one semester of that, and it wasn't. I found out it wasn't what I wanted to do. But I ended up with a BA degree in English and philosophy, so that was more what I was interested in.
You know, it'd be fun to do. It'd be a duet, and maybe have you sing. We'll both play and you sing. How
sure.
About that?
Sounds good to me.
All right, what should we do?
Let's do Tennessee Waltz in 4-4.
In 4-4?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle that.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee Waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my lady, and while they were dancing, some friend stole my lady from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Just lost my little lady on the night that they were playing that beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.